Financial News. Joining us today, we have Mark Meyer with Stern AGN Leach. Mark, what do you have to report today?
Well, so far it's been a great year. I was looking at the numbers today, and this market has just been on a tear. Since January, the S&P 500 is up 8.7%, and that's the best start we've had in the market since 1991. So hopefully that'll continue throughout the year. Then we did hear from the Federal Reserve Chairman, Ben Bernanke, and he said, you know, the job market is still far from normal at over 8% unemployment. And a lot of Fed officials have been coming out and saying it's going to take at least 5 years to get the unemployment rate down to just 6%. And we did hear about some unemployment numbers this morning, and the weekly initial jobs claims were down 2,000. So that's good. At least it's not going down quickly, but it is going down, the amount of people filing for unemployment. And income, personal income, was up 0.3%, and personal spending was up 0.2%. So that's very good news. Now, the initial jobless claims, you know, that's the lowest point we've had since March of 2008. So we're headed in the right direction. Now, as far as companies go out there, we saw Apple stock just continue to be on a tear. Now, this is a stock for the last 3 years that has gone from $90 a share to $545 a share. Now, this stock is worth over the company is worth over $500 billion as of today. Only Microsoft, Exxon, Cisco, and General Electric have ever surpassed that $500 billion mark. Exxon did it back in 2007 when oil prices were soaring. Microsoft and Cisco and General Electric did it back in the height of the tech bubble back in 1999. But the thing is, none of those are worth $500 billion as of today. Microsoft's only worth about $260 billion. And Exxon is worth about $400 billion. But Apple right now is worth over $500 billion. And matter of fact, that makes them worth more than the whole country of Poland. So interesting to see what will happen there if they'll continue to go. Apple is supposed to unveil an iPad 3 next week, so everyone's waiting to see what that is going to be like. A whole lot of new features from what I hear, and the company still has a lot of prospects left. They're just now really starting to make headways in China, and those people are going gangbusters all over the iPhones and iPads there. Now, as far as other companies go, heard from Caterpillar. Caterpillar CEO came out and said they are going to have another record year of sales and profit. The stock has been on a tear as well. It's, in the last 3 years, it's gone from 24 to 114. And we also did hear from Pier 1. Pier 1 came out and said that their sales for the fourth quarter are going to beat Wall Street expectations. They expect their sales to be up almost 12%. And Buckle came out and said the same thing. Wall Street was looking for them to have an increase of sales of about 5.8%. They said, no, our sales are going to be up about 14%. Limited Brands, which is the parent company of Victoria's Secret and Bath and Body Works, came out and said their sales rose at least 8% in February, and Wall Street was looking only for 6%. And PetSmart said its fourth quarter profit rose 13% on higher revenue. And the stock's been on a tear as well. It's been up 35% since October. Now, just to put in context of how much money us Americans spend at just one pet store out there in the nation, their revenue for the last quarter was $1.6 billion. So they are putting out some good numbers there. And all these companies, what's amazing is they're all saying how great sales are coming along in this last quarter. And they see the rest of the year coming along very well, too. So Americans are spending money out there, so that is a good sign, because everyone feels a little bit better about their job prospects. So we'll see what happens this morning with the markets, though. The markets do look like they're going to open up about 30 or 40 points, but hopefully they'll keep up throughout the day.
Well, we like that optimism, don't we, Mark? They're the Caterpillar with the construction and then Apple with the technology. If we can just keep moving forward.
Exactly. That's the name of the game. Just keep moving forward.
All right. Thank you, Mark.
You're welcome.
That was Mark Myers with Stern AGN Leach. They're located at 820 South 21st Street in Fort Smith. You can call Mark or John Taylor at 782-2527. You can email Mark Meyer at mmyers@sternag.com. Coming up, Sandy Sanders.